This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The website Loudwire just put together a list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events. Some of these I'm sure we will hear when we go to the Aqua Sox game a week from Sunday.
Oh, you said rock songs. So my first pick is not a rock song.
What
do you guys
it?
Know that one? I don't even know the name of it. The da 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 da
talking about.
Na, na, na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na,
I can't stand it.
Are you doing it slower than it's supposed to be?
How do you think it goes?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're trying to sing, but it's like you're singing it really slow, and I'm like, that's a ramp up song?
Maybe you're on Valium right now.
That I very well could be.
Your tempo is perfect to me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I get it now. You know what the problem is? Is he listens to jock
jams. You gotta shake your head.
He listens to jock jams way too much.
No, it's always playing at a sporting event, and I'm always like, enough with this damn
song. Every Mariners game I go to.
Yes.
But it pumps me up.
That one, and also, everybody clap your hands. Okay, good. Okay, we're done.
Wow, we're good.
That's so good, too.
We're ready for sports.
On the beat. All right. When it comes to rock songs that maybe are a little bit overplayed at sporting events, these are the top five. Sleep with
one eye open. You know, I don't feel like this one gets overplayed at sporting events.
Really?
No.
Oh, I do.
You hear it a lot?
Any amp episode, like time, they're just like, we're going. It's like,
I guess I like the song, so if they play it a lot, I'm okay with it.
It's not that I don't like it, but they play it at almost every game that I've been to.
I'll have to pay more attention. I don't even remember the last time I heard Enter Sandman at a game.
Number two on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events. Welcome to the jungle.
I'm in for that one as well. Since it's a problem, I like rock music.
I know.
So.
But can we play this more?
So far, I'm good with everything.
You know what's funny, too? Is like when I was grabbing these, I was grabbing like the hook, obviously. But I was like, you know, a lot of these, they start from the beginning.
It's the opening.
Yeah. It's the opening, like the guitar riff of the... Wah!
Like the opening riff to Kickstart My Heart. That used to be the main song they would play at Seahawks games.
Here is number three on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events.
Yep.
This one is definitely overplayed, but again, I'm always in for this one.
You know who's not in for this one? My daughter. Lily is so sick of this song because they made him like learn it on violin or whatever. And she's like, there's this kid in my class and he always plays Seven Nation Army and I want to throw his violin out the window.
See, I remember when I got to interview Jack White and I asked him about this song getting played a lot. Mainly it started in soccer matches, but then it kind of went to football and everyone. He thinks it's the cool, obvious. Why wouldn't you? I mean, how cool is that there's so many people that are playing your song, marching bands along those lines? I mean, definitely better than this one. If it plays. Here it is.
Oh. So good.
Thanks to the Rockaholics. It's Kernkraft 400. The song is called Zombie Nation.
Oh, damn.
Now we know. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events. You're guaranteed to hear it.
And guaranteed to get me fired up if I hear it.
Yeah.
Especially the guitar when it comes in.
Oh, it's more that
the vibra sack.
That's true.
That's true.
Right? Vibra slap? Or what is that thing called?
I thought you said vibra sack. I'm like, that's not the name of it.
Is it a vibra slap?
I think so. I was like, the vibra sack? That happened maybe in, like, you know, Wazoo, but.
Rounding out the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events, number five.
Oh. I remember there was, I can't remember, was it J.J. Putz, the former Mariners relief pitcher? I think this was the song that they would play when they would bring him in to try and get the save. And
nice.
The entire stadium would just get so fired up. I love this song. Also just recently deemed or just hit the diamond status in sales.
Really?
10 million copies of this song have been sold, which it's a lot.
Sarah and I were looking at pictures of Angus Young nowadays in 2024. Have you seen him? He's the cutest old man. And he's just like still rocking the long hair, still doing the kick.
The kilt.
And it's just like one of those
The shorts. He has the shorts.
Does he still pull, does he still moon on stage or is that does he not do that anymore?
He probably does.
Last time I saw them at the Tacoma Dome, he did that.
He showed his bum.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
He pulled his pants down and he had AC/DC boxer shorts on underneath it.
Okay, so it wasn't bare.
No bare bum.
No, you didn't see what he had for lunch.
All right. Oh, I can handle the boxers. I don't know if I can handle an old man's bare booty.
Angus butt.
Oh! Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.